Wisconsin has around 240 dairy CAFOs, which have as many as 1,000 animals. State and county officials say Iowa-based Reichsview Farms has shown interest in locating a large-scale hog farm near Lake Superior. No application has been received, but Bayfield County Planning and Zoning Director Robert Shearman says the county is looking at what oversight may be necessary.
Whether we want to try to enact a manure siting or a manure storage ordinance or a siting, some siting language.
The state has roughly a dozen large-scale hog farms. Supporters of CAFOs say they increase production and profits for farmers, as well as quality of life for them and their animals. Opponents say they affect health and water quality. Matt Hudson is the Watershed Program Coordinator with the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute at Northland College in Ashland. Hudson says the biggest concern of any large-scale farm is the amount of nutrient runoff from soil or waste.
Of concern with large-scale operations could be the antibiotics that are used in the process of raising the livestock and the pathogens that exist also in the waste are a couple water quality concerns.
Hudson says too much runoff can lead to contaminated drinking water or cause algae blooms, which kill fish. State law requires all CAFOs to have nutrient management plans. The plans show how farms will control runoff. Ashland and Bayfield County's UW Extension Ag agent Jason Fishbach says small dairy farmers there have been putting in more manure storage structures in the last 5 to 6 years to reduce runoff into streams. Fishbach says he doesn't want farmers thrown under the bus as the county considers large-scale farming.
They're trying their best to do a good job to manage their nutrients. And so the collaborative ongoing community dialogue and discussion, I think, is important to keep that in mind and to work together, because ultimately as farmers and eaters, we have to work together because we depend on each other.
The Wisconsin DNR's Doug Cassina works with 28 large CAFOs covering 8 counties in central Wisconsin. Cassina says large-scale farms need a water quality permit to operate, and safeguards are in place to protect water.
We have several layers of regulations, from production area discharges limitations to discharges off of crop fields.
Cassina says they also require strict reporting, monitoring, and maintenance, as well as regular inspections. Violations do occur, but he says they're kept under a more watchful eye than small farms. That's not enough for Bayfield and Ashland County residents Sarah Martinez and Charlie Ortman. They want more local control.
Can that be something that can be worded in, that they get shut down if they don't play by the rules?
And we want to have an actionable process that makes them stop that behavior, period. No questions asked.
Bayfield County Administrator Mark Abels Allison says the county is seeking input from local residents.
If we consider the 500 to 999 unit, we have public hearings before all of those ordinances in our planning and zoning process.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag's Steve Struss says 61 out of 72 counties in the state have adopted manure storage ordinances.
So it gives some good environmental protection. You don't have a lot of manure storage up here, but as farms increase in size and spreading becomes an issue, storage is going to become more and more prevalent.
Counties can decide where and how manure is stored. Struss says they can also look at road weight limits and review zoning laws for appropriate siting. Reichsview Farms did not immediately return a request for comment. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Ashland.